this song.
It's just very smooth.
Find the right playlist for just the right person. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at AmazonMusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Three people are hurt in a shooting at a high school in Great Mills, Maryland. The shooter's one of them. We don't know how badly anyone's hurt or exactly what happened yet. Police there are telling parents to leave the area and pick their children up at another school where they're being bussed. Its co-founder Harvey Weinstein was fired over sexual assault allegations, and now the Weinstein Company movie and TV studio has declared bankruptcy, with a buyout offer standing by.
Lantern Capital Partners said to be ready to make the buy, subject to approval by a bankruptcy court in Delaware. The company also says it's tossing out non-disclosure agreements signed by any alleged victims or witnesses to Weinstein's reported sexual abuse, so they may be able to tell their stories.
Fox's Jill Nato. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is on the way with another front arriving this afternoon. Temperatures will hover in the low to mid-60s today. Risk of a shower or two this afternoon with the front. West winds pick up 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusting to 30 by afternoon. Cloudy tonight early, then gradual clearing. Breezy colder tonight, low 40. Tomorrow sunshine, high 62. We'll be down to 36 by dawn Thursday morning. Thursday's high in the mid-60s. Back to the low 70s Friday. Maybe some showers by late Saturday night into Sunday. This is severe weather season in Alabama. Stay on top of weather changes with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts with our free weather app. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/news. That's LightStream.com/news. LightStream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Harvest.
Hughes Corporation rocked the boat all the way back in 1974. So this is going to be a dynamite playlist, folks. I just added Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing. I'm telling you, there's some really, really good stuff on here. It's going to be a great... I'm so excited about this thing. I am so excited about this thing. This is going to be... This may be the most highly rated, highly sought after playlist in the history of Spotify. They might have to rename Spotify to News and Viewsify. It's going to be that good. I am Baron Coleman. I'll be with you till noon. Jack Campbell may be stopping by with us in a little bit. Had some mayoral duties to tend to. You know, he's trying to nail down some support, he says. Nail down some support. So he'll maybe be checking in with us here in just a little bit. In the meantime, I'm sitting in a, very hot situation here. I've got the lights dimmed down to zero. I just have a single lamp on. No more of the harsh overhead fluorescent lights. It's a dimly, as Terry Adams says, a dimly lit studio. But this time it's really dimly lit. Just a single lamp sitting over the keyboard. The soft glow of Fox News being globalist corporatist in the background. Just a really nice setting up here. It's a great day to join me on the radio. 272-9228. I think it's actually keeping me calmer. I think it's actually stopped me from going on a rant, stopped me from getting too loud. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lamp. Actually, thank you, Joey. He's the one that figured this out last night. 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jersey Jr.
Well, you set the mood. I set my seat back an extra notch.
Oh, you should. You should.
So I've got a comment about your opening about arming teachers.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm kind of with you. I don't know if I can get behind it more nationally than local. It's a good idea in theory, but I think that maybe this is my Jersey bias. The teaching industry is just chock full of Democrats whose hearts are not behind anything that has to do with weapons, just because that's the narrative. So if their hearts are not behind it, they'll find ways to sabotage it. Like, just imagine you being that first teacher that goes through the program, totally certified, ready to rock and roll. You're armed in class. All of a sudden, your students are getting plucked out of that class because the liberal parents are saying, oh, I don't feel safe with my children in there. He's got a gun. Totally missing the program. I think these guys are going to demonize these teachers that do decide to be armed for the protection of their own children, and they're going to just become scapegoats of the narrative. That's just my take on it. But
well, somebody sent me a nice little thread here. I'll read you part of it. It's interesting. Just bear with me on this, Jersey Jr.
Sure.
Who is, again, I'm just stealing this from somebody. I don't know who this guy is. But it says, who is designing the training for these teachers? On what criteria? To what standards? And don't just say the local police department or something similar. This training would have to be specially designed because you're talking about non-professionals with guns in a building full of panicked children. And those specially trained people will likely be facing a child with a gun who is killing other children. We don't train soldiers for that. We don't train cops for that. We're going to need special training, including not just the mechanics and theory of combat arms, but the psychology of killing a child in an active shooter situation. If you don't understand why this is a problem, then you're highly unlikely to be qualified to have this conversation in the first place. It takes years of training to condition a soldier to kill another human being on command, let alone a child. When a child killing occurs in a war zone alongside your squad mate, and while that engagement is very, very often chaotic, it can't be compared to the confusion and chaos of a building packed with screaming, running children you're supposed to be protecting. In a war zone, if your bullet hits a civilian, even a child, well, that's collateral damage. It happens. It can't not happen. That's war. That's what happens. Soldiers come apart for this. It's one reason the VA waiting rooms are packed with PTSD cases. A school full of American kids, you're starting to see why you'd need some very, very specific training. Have you given any thought to the psychology of this situation at all? The psychology of being trained to kill children. Cops develop a distant relationship with the public. It's us versus them, sheep and wolves, because they may have to kill that public at some point. They always have to be on alert that the public might be trying to kill them. Is that really the mindset you want in a teacher? One where they must regard all children as potential threats, potential enemies, potential targets, where they must be prepared to kill children on command at a given moment. Imagine where that goes over the long term. Who pays for this? Combat arms is a perishable skill, so how often is refresher training and requalification mandated? Again, who does that training? And who does the background checks? And who does the psychological screenings? And who decides who can and can't carry in a school? And if a teacher wants to be armed but's judged by the whoever it is to be unfit for carrying in arms, what are the legal repercussions? Can the teacher sue to change the judgment? Who's the final arbiter? And who's going to pay for the legal challenge? And who do these specially trained people answer to in the tactical situation? Is the principal also the commanding general? Is the school police officer now part of the chain of command? Who do you answer to in the situation? What is their training? What's the doctrine for armed teachers in an active shooting situation? Remain in their classrooms? Take to the hall to conduct sweep and clearing operations? Are they trained to work together? Do they even know who the others are? Are they the lone wolf McQuaid? You have to plan before the shooting starts. And how do you insure the school? Because you're going to have to insure the school. Are they specially trained? Are there specially trained people liable for their fire? If they hit an innocent kid or kill an innocent kid or cripple a child for life, is he or is the school responsible? Is the armed teacher responsible for failure to stop an active shooter? The teacher was highly trained, after all, but failed to stop the shooter. When the grieving parents sue, will the school hang the teacher out to dry because somebody has to be legally responsible? And what weapons are they shooting? Because it makes a difference. Larger, high-velocity rounds can penetrate body armor, but also walls, doors, meaning increased chance of collateral damage in a building full of children. What made the cockpit doors in an air? We made cockpit doors in an aircraft bulletproof. Are we going to do that with classrooms? And if not, why not? And we're back to the question of who's responsible when the school gets sued for not protecting students from stray bullets fired by their own teachers. So how do you mandate acceptable weapons, acceptable ammunition, acceptable fields of fire, zones of responsibility? Are we talking the Wild West here? Are we back to the question of tactics and adaption of military urban warfare doctrine? Who does this? Who creates this? Who's responsible for this? How do the cops know who the licensed and qualified specially trained people are? And don't roll your eyes. Answer the question. How do the cops know who the bad guy is in this situation? And show your work and be specific. How do they know? This hole is bottomless. You're essentially talking about turning teachers into soldiers and schools into war zones. You would do everything except address the actual problem. And note, I didn't say there shouldn't be armed guards in schools. I didn't say there should. Likewise, I didn't say teachers shouldn't be armed or that they should. Instead, I simply asked some very basic questions regarding allowing or even mandating armed teachers and school personnel. Questions anyone who's had even basic weapons training should be asking. If you want to put more guns carried by amateurs into a building packed full of children, then I don't think I'm being unreasonable here. And I think those are some very basic questions.
Yeah, those are some scary questions.
They're absolutely terrifying.
World.
They're absolutely terrifying questions. Again, okay, Coach Jones has a gun. Does he huddle in his room and shoot the guy if he walks into his room? Or does he have to go out into the hall and start sweeping and running towards the weapons fire? And what if that weapons fire is the police? They don't know how many shooters are in the building. Police, when they go into a building, do not know how many active shooters there are. They just know somebody is firing inside a school and they come in there. And Coach Jones is conducting his own sweeping operation because he's, commando for the moment. And the police walk in and see him walking into a classroom with a gun. You think Coach Jones makes it in that situation?
No.
These are the questions that have to be asked. There's no damn reason they're having this argument on the House floor today. We are not prepared for this situation in Alabama. This is a knee-jerk reaction. It's knee-jerk legislation. It's bad legislation. It needs to be voted down. It doesn't even need to have a vote, frankly. But it needs to be voted down, and we need to come back with common sense, sensible solutions after talking to the police, the sheriffs, the state troopers, the superintendents association, the principals association, the teachers association. We need to have all the stakeholders in a room and say, what can we do as a group to solve this problem? We don't just need a bunch of, Coach Jones acting like commando out there going room to room with a pistol in his hand.
Yeah, we need better barricading, I think. You know, like you were saying about the bulletproof doors for the classrooms, make them so that they can't be gotten into easily. Apparently this guy down in Florida, the way he got in was he just shot through the glass. The doors were locked. But you pop the glass out and kick it down, and so he got in.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is not an easy problem to solve. Thankfully for us, it's an incredibly rare problem.
Right.
Now, as I say that, I'm watching Fox News, and they're talking about a shooting at a school in Maryland. So it's not unheard of, it's just rare. But I think at this school, there were only two people injured and the shooter. It doesn't sound like anybody's dead, you know?
It's common, I think, also, that when we have these events happen, there's usually copycats that follow soon after.
And they're not usually as well orchestrated and planned. And again, there's something to this Parkland shooter that he goes in there and then he puts down his guns and he walks out with the other students and then he goes and hangs out at a Subway waiting to get caught.
Yeah.
And then he goes to a Subway, gets a soda, he enjoys it, and then he wanders around a neighborhood on foot matching the description of a guy who just shot up a school.
The whole thing's odd.
He either wanted to get caught or he was waiting on a ride that never showed up.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Got to run.
Internet's full of patsy stories.
Yeah. It happens. Appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Thanks. 2729228. Again, I'm not throwing water on this idea, but this, we're not ready to have this in Alabama yet. If you want to have this in Alabama, you have to be able to answer all these questions. And I don't think we're there yet. I do not believe we're there yet. 2729228. Actually, you know what, guys? I'm late for a break. And if I take another call, we're going to get the whole show screwed up. So sit tight on hold. I'll be with you. I'm Baron Coleman. This is News and Views. I'll be out of here at noon.
Touch your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I hate cutting the lawn. It's like it never ends. You get done, and a few days later, time to start again. And it's getting hotter and hotter. This year, get someone else to do your outdoor chores. Gant Lawn Care. Spring planning, design work, irrigation, drain jobs, and of course, lawn cutting, care, and maintenance. They get their hands dirty so you don't have to. Gant Lawn Service, 430-7886. Competitively priced, serving from Troy to Clanton. Gant Lawn Service. Call them at 430-7886. That's 430-7886.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Krispy Kreme.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Say to yourself, where can I find this music? Stevie Wonder, Sir Duke, are you kidding me? On the playlist. It's on the playlist. This playlist is going to make my life easier, too. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, because I can listen to it all day long. I find myself playing Daddy DJ at home trying to find the songs I play for bumpers. I'll be able to do it in the comfort of my own home. Huh? Daddy DJ in the house. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. We'll head back to the phones in mere moments. I want to tell you about my friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage have saved our audience. I'm guessing millions and millions, maybe over the $10 million mark, and maybe way over that. I don't know. I mean, I used to, when she first started, it was hundreds of thousands, then it capped a million real fast. It may be in the tens of millions now of dollars that will be staying in the River Region. That is homes that were refinanced, people that are saving $100, $200, $300. I mean, there are people that save $800 or $1,000 a month in refinancing their homes. You know, if you got a $3,500, $4,000 mortgage, you got one of those big boy mortgages, and you refinance that, maybe you save $800,000. Maybe you save $1,200, $1,500. She's told me the stories of our listeners that have had those types of results. You know, even if you've got what I would consider a normal mortgage, you know, that $800 to $1,500 mortgage, a lot of people are saving $200, $300 a month or more. Or they're shaving 5, 6, 8 years off the back end of their payment, which means they're paying down the house even faster every month. Or they're able to save some money and put it back towards college or whatever. So anyway, it doesn't matter what you do. If you need to refinance, if you haven't refinanced, you need to refinance. Baron, I just got a mortgage 18 months ago. Call Kim Williams, 567-4223. Baron, I got the best rate that was available at the time. It's not about rate. You know, sometimes she can knock insurance payments off of there. Sometimes there's all kinds of stuff they can do. You know, the PMI insurance and all these other things that your mortgage may have required that the new mortgage won't. Save you hundreds of dollars a month. Call her, 567-4223. I can't guarantee everything, but she tells me about 75, 80% of all the mortgages out there in Montgomery right now could be refinanced to save money. I trust her. She's the expert. Call her, 567-4223. Check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. You can fill the whole application out right there on the internet, on your phone, alahomemortgage.com. Get in on these savings. Don't be the last one of the party. Don't be the last one of the party. Crawdad. Oh, wait, hold on, Crawdad. Her NMLS number 158636, she's an equal housing lender. Crawdad.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah.
I was listening to your previous conversation there about the training, and a lot of good questions, but if training were to become an option for people who wanted to do that in the private sector, there's the federal law enforcement training centers, and they do work with non-LEOs, law enforcement officers, with proper submission. That would be one option. The other option probably would be Gunsight Academy. And they work with people. Two very good training facilities, institutions. But I'm with you. Arming teachers, I just don't know. I mean, that it would have to be a rare exception because there's a hell of a lot of responsibility, like you were saying, with preparing somebody for the idea of having to shoot a kid with a gun. You know? That's pretty heavy.
It is. I mean, that changes the dynamics of it. Again, someone pointed out to me that I was mentioning the pros and cons of a bill up in Franklin County that passed about 5 years ago that's been working, I guess, flawlessly up there. And that allowed the teacher to apply to be a concealed carrier at the school, and then the principal would get to rule out anyone the principal wasn't comfortable with. He or she would pass it to the superintendent, who would rule out anyone he or she wasn't comfortable with, who would pass it to the sheriff, who would rule out anyone he or she wasn't comfortable with. and then would train those teachers. And nobody, one of the conditions of being in the program was you could never say you were in the program. So yeah. Nobody in the school knew who, if anyone, was in the program.
And I see another good point here. It's like that old game show, Monty Hall, and you had the four doors and the box that Jane was holding. You knew the prize was somewhere, but you didn't know where. And if you have this out in the open, that, yeah, there are schools that have security and you will not see it or know it, I can see how that just being out there would reduce some of the likelihood of a nut job picking out the, quote, gun-free zone, because it's now declared not to be necessarily a gun-free zone. You just don't know which one on what day.
Well, and the other thing, too, is with Franklin County, and that's where this is, Franklin County, let's see how it goes. Let's see if children end up getting injured. You know, if guns, I like I said, I carry a gun almost every day and almost everywhere I go. And so I obviously have a lot of respect for guns. I also shoot my gun a lot. I clean my gun a lot. I take care of it. I don't leave it laying around. I unload it when I get home. And if I'm going to put it down, you know, if I keep it in my pocket when I get home until I go to bed. But if I'm going to put it down and go out and, you know, do yard work or whatever and leave the gun inside, I unload the gun. You know, I'm not going to leave it laying around for the kids to grab. You know, there are safety measures you can take. And you yourself know you're going to take those safety measures. When you start doing it to, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of teachers around the country end up being armed, I'm not so sure that more mistakes don't happen. And
yeah, anytime you put humans in a room, somebody's going to accidentally pop one occasionally.
It's such a small number of students who get shot and killed in a situation where a teacher could intervene. And I'm not even talking about the kids who some kid pulls out a gun and shoots his neighboring classmate and then, like, turns it on himself and shoots himself or runs off. Because an armed teacher wasn't going to stop that anyway.
No.
The only thing an armed teacher is going to stop is this systematic classroom-by-classroom shooting. And even then, only if the shooter walks into a classroom with an armed teacher. Because I guarantee you, that teacher's not going into the hallway looking for the shooter. That's just not going to happen. I mean, it might, but it's unlikely.
I think that having the doors to the, each classrooms upgraded to where it would be, you know, really hard to get that door open or shoot through the door.
Well, there's technology. In fact, in Alabama, it's illegal technology, but there is technology that can stop a door from being opened from the outside. It's a little simple hook that you put on the door. And if your door is strong enough, they have these big steel doors in schools, you know what they look like, but you latch it, you hook it to the door, you hook it to the concrete wall, and the door actually cannot be open. They'll tear the handle off before they can get that door open, and they still can't get the door open.
Is that because the fire code prevents them
from entering the room? The fire code stops it, because what the fire code says is the children couldn't escape quickly if the room caught on fire.
Right.
So, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't sometimes.
Yeah. Keep it up. Hey, I'm enjoying all that music as usual.
Oh,
keep it going.
You. I appreciate that. Thank you. 272-9228. Big Mike.
Hey, Baron.
Hey.
Really like the bumper music, man. And, you know, some of these songs that you play, I've never heard of, or I've probably heard them and didn't realize it, but I really like it. It's expanding my music horizon.
Well, thanks, Big Mike. I appreciate that. That's very kind of you.
But on the bigger, I guess, more forefront issue of training teachers with weapons and whatnot, I am a combat vet, and the sheer number of hours we spend training for combat in the military, whether it's Air Force, Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard, there's not enough time in a teacher's schedule throughout the year for them to take enough training for them to be equipped mentally and emotionally if they have to come up against an armed child or an active shooter. And I personally think that, hey, you want to have a weapon? All right, fine. But, and like one of your previous callers said, one of the first times one of these teachers actually encounters an active shooter, I can't help but think they're going to freeze in their steps because they've never been in that warfare situation.
Yeah, some will and some won't. And you know, I like what you said about the sheer number of hours that it takes to be trained. You know, even the least trained soldier gets, what, 8 weeks in basic training?
I mean, it's 12 weeks.
Okay, 12 weeks.
Yeah. I think the Army may be 8.
But here's the deal, too. When the bullets are going to start flying, the soldier usually knows ahead of time.
Yes, sir.
You know, because there's an operation and they're going into a particular building or they're going into a particular city or they're going into a particular battle zone. And the soldier can prepare his mind and he can say his prayers and he can steady his nerves and he can look in the eyes of his fellow soldiers and know that they're there to protect him. They have his back. They're walking shoulder to shoulder with each other. They're clearing these houses together. They're going into the front together. When the shooting starts and it's a battle chaos zone and kids are screaming and running every which direction and there's gunfire down the hall, I mean, it's just a different situation. It's a different world. And I'm not saying don't arm the teachers. I'm not saying don't put armed school resource officers in the schools. In fact, I am saying put school resource officers, armed, uniformed, body-armored school resource officers in the school. I am saying that. But I'm not saying don't arm the teachers. What I'm saying is don't half-ass arm the teachers. And that is the bill in front of the legislature today. It's a half-ass arming of the teachers. And it's not safe, it's not smart, and it doesn't need to pass.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, what you said about soldiers going into battle, you know, I've seen guys that when we're back in garrison or at the group, I mean, they're the biggest, baddest, oh, I'm ready for this, and then they get into battle and they'll freeze up and oh my God, what do I do? And it's like, and you have to remind them, hey, because I mean, the first time I got into combat, I was freaked out and I had a sergeant major tell me, look, get your stuff together, let your training take over. And we're there to back each other up and encourage each other and hey guys, we got this, let's push. And I'm like you. I don't think that arming these teachers is the answer because they don't have. If they were going to be soldiers, they would have joined the military. And I know that there are some teachers that are ex-military, and those are the ones that I would focus on. Saying, "Hey, you've already had extensive training with weapons and operations. Can you help us out with this?"
And you may be going a little farther than I am. I'm not saying don't arm the teachers. I'm saying, if you're going to arm the teachers, have a systematic plan, get input from all the stakeholders, make sure everybody's on the same page, make sure these people are trained like soldiers, not we'll mandate 40 hours of training. Well, how many of those are actually going to be in combat situations? How many of those are actually going to be shooting a gun? How many of those are going to be explaining, this is the trigger? Here's how a gun shoots. The trigger pulls back and a spring mechanism. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what is the 40 hours? Is that detailed in the bill? It's not. It just says 40 hours.
Correct.
I mean, it's a good attempt, but it's a bad effort. And it's, you know, Will Ainsworth's a nice guy. He sponsored the bill. I'm not knocking Will as an individual. What I'm saying is this bill is not ready for prime time. And it doesn't need to pass just because it's an election year and everybody feels like they need to do something. And if I vote against a gun bill in an election year, are they going to run commercials against me saying, oh my gosh, he's for letting children be massacred in hallways. He's scared of guns. No.
Well,
you know, you're paid to go into the legislature and cast a hard vote. And when it's a bad bill, you got to go in there and vote no. Even if it sounds sexy, it's a bad bill.
And, you know, there's actually a school in Ohio, and there's a video on YouTube of it, and I think there's one on Facebook. But it's considered the safest school in America, and they have the deterrence in place. It's like $300-something thousand to outfit a school with this technology. But they've got smoke zones, they've got lockdowns, they've got the direct video feed to the sheriff's department. They've got a little substation set up there at the school with the resource officer where he's in direct contact with the authorities and he's able to relay everything real time. And they do extensive drills and training with this stuff. And I mean, it shuts them down. That stuff shuts you down in your tracks. And they don't have the only one armed in that school is a school resource officer.
Yeah. Hey, good call, Big Mike. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Jack Campbell joins us after the break. or before the break if you want to say hi.
Hi, you darn.
What?
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible destination or champion tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Big A Tires, Montgomery's tire specialist, 3114 Atlanta Highway. Big A Tires. Claim form required. See your participating Firestone retailer or firestonetire.com. Two claims per household cannot be combined with any other offer. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted.
Hello, Montgomery. Yeah, everybody. I got to get the message out. Yeah, what's the message? It's about Marguerite. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're now in the Pep Tree Shops. Yo, yo, yo. And we got all kinds of stuff for you. Pretty stuff, dingly stuff, jingly stuff. Make some bling. Come see Marguerite's in the new Pep Tree Shops. We're at 8163 Vaughan Road. We're near Chappie's. We're down the street from the Crystal. Come see us on the east side of town. Come see us. Thank you.
What do you want in a top-notch dry cleaner, Madam Fuss Budget?
Well, let's see. Quality work, perfect pressing, spot removal, fresh smelling clothes, friendly, helpful employees.
You just described Worth Cleaners, who offers everything you want and, just for good measure, won the Montgomery Advertiser Best of the Best Award.
Do they offer same day and next day service plus drive up?
They do, and text message you to let you know when your order is ready, and you can keep your credit card on file for even more convenience.
So, Worth Cleaners does it all. Dry cleaning for your fine clothes, laundry for your casual wear, and wash, dry, and fold for your household items.
Really, what more could you want? The best quality cleaning, really fast service, friendly, helpful employees, and they get you in and out with lightning speed, and Worth has two locations. 125 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, and 7825 Vaughan Road, or call 277-6431.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is on the way with another front arriving this afternoon. Temperatures will hover in the low to mid-60s today. Risk of a shower or two this afternoon with the front. West winds pick up 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusting to 30 by afternoon. Cloudy tonight early, then gradual clearing. Breezy, colder tonight, low 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 62. We'll be down to 36 by dawn Thursday morning. Thursday's high in the mid-60s. Back to the low 70s Friday. Maybe some showers by late Saturday night into Sunday. This is severe weather season in Alabama. Stay on top of weather changes with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts with our free weather app. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Didn't hear Big Mike saying our bumper music expanded his musical horizons?
I would say Big Mike is a sheltered man.
We're like, auditory pot. We're expanding minds. Yeah, good stuff. I'm putting this playlist together, Jack, of all our bumper music.
I heard you when I was driving in.
I'm well over 100 right now.
I would have been here like 5 minutes sooner, but I stopped to cuss Rich out because I stayed up all night waiting on the weather.
And it never showed up?
Yeah.
Well, that happens. Look, weather is an art. It is an art. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 19 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll head back to the phones in a moment. I do want to tell you about my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets, because, actually, I had to take my dog to the vet today. And on the way home, I'm going to stop by with my pet, and I'm going to reward her for being a good girl on the way to the vet. And I'm going to take her, you know, it's time for a checkup. But I needed to, I'm going to take her. She was so good this morning. She got in the car. She was, and little tail was wagging. And then she got out of the car and she went and did her little business around in the bushes at the vet's office. But that's all right. And then peed all over the place too. You know when they get out and there's all the other dog smells.
Oh,
pee
yeah.
Like
oh,
every
yeah.
foot and a half.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
There's like nothing still coming out. But she was such a good girl, and I handed her to the little woman at the vet, and she just smiled and started licking her little face. I'm telling you, it was a glorious, and I was so proud of my little Molly. I said, you know what? I'm going to 4 Healthy Pets with this girl when I get off. I'm going to go reward her with a nice little snack
with a fake
or treat.
Steak.
I'm going to get her something.
Yeah.
Get her something. I might get her one of those little, the rice flour rawhides.
Oh, yeah.
She likes
Bugs,
chewing on those.
Bugsy loves
yeah.
those.
It's not a real rawhide. It's a healthy version.
But they digest. They're able to
Yeah, they're able to digest it. And I'm going to go get it to her. I'm going to go get it for her because she was such a good girl today. 4 Healthy Pets has everything you can imagine in terms of what makes your pet happy. They've got nearly indestructible dog toys with my dog's razor-sharp teeth. She needs those. They've got all the best foods, the highest quality foods. They got Victor, Akana, Farmina, From, and so many more. They've got those, the treats and the snacks. They've got holistic anti-inflammatory drops you can give your dog. They've got diabetes supplements you give your dog, all kinds of stuff, and diabetes food, whatever it is. I mean, it's just they really, it's the care and the caution. It's the locally owned atmosphere. 4 Healthy Pets, they're on the Atlanta Highway next to Faulkner University, just up the hill from Faulkner University in that HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets, they're online, 4healthypetsonline.com. I think they open about 12 minutes ago, actually, so they're open now. Fred.
Yes, sir. I've been waiting on you.
Well, I'm here.
I know. Well, the thing I want to say is all the questions you asked a couple breaks ago, that's when I called in and called you off, are excellent questions and should be asked. And you are absolutely correct that we don't need to have a knee-jerk reaction because that's what we've been experiencing since the sheep in Florida. Everybody's knee-jacking, going in with emotion, and that's what I would call mob rule. And that's why we in our government, we have a representative republic to have thoughtful, deliberative discussion about to find the best course. Now, with that said, one other state group you're not thinking about is civilian trainers. I happen to be one. I'm an NRA training counselor. And I have trained teachers the basic pistol course, the personal protection inside and outside the home courses. And there are competent teachers that can use a firearm in a school. But the key thing is, going back to all those questions you asked, is what's the role of the teacher? And here's my thing. It is not the role of the teacher or the coach to go be a clearer. That's law enforcement's job, their role. The teacher should be an adjunct to that when the call has gone out that we've got an active shooter. Where the teachers should be armed and the most effective place for them to be to protect the students and to eliminate potential shooting of students, as you talked about, accidentally, there's this thing, and if you talk to the law enforcement, they can tell you about called the fatal funnel. And SWAT teams, the people in the military that got called in, he probably understands that. And what you do is you strengthen the doors, just like you're talking. But that door is a fatal funnel. You get the kids out of the way of where the lane of fire would be for the door, for the person coming in, as well as the teacher. You park the teacher by the door. When that person, if he, and it's generally been he's, we had 80 she's lately, hopefully that doesn't encourage them. But when that person pokes their head through the door, you know where the target is because you say you go to shooting range. What do you shoot?
Shoot
and you're right there. It's a fatal funnel. Well, in that case, you know, you shoot them right behind, right at the bottom part of the ear, goes right to the middle of the gun and turn the switch off, and that's how they just drop. And they won't have that grab the gun reflex with the trigger. But the teacher's role is not to go clear the building. That's not what they're trained for, absolutely. But they are a level to create that fatal funnel where that idiot that's there trying to harm people comes through the door, they can defend the children as a layer of defense. They're not the first. They stay in the room. Because what do they do now when they have lockdowns in schools? They lock all the classrooms. That's the first thing that
teachers
do.
Well, and let me tell you, if that is the policy, these are the types of questions that need to be answered. If that's the policy, I am far more in favor of it because the school shooter doesn't know when he walks in each individual classroom if there's a gun on the other side of the door. But
that's correct.
You know, I think a lot of people envision these cops going in and confronting the active shooter. Because I'll be honest with you, in an armed teacher situation, you might have one or two armed teachers in the whole school.
But you don't know who.
And if they're told in the training, listen, you'll have this gun on you at all times. It'll have a fingerprint, you know, sensor on it. It'll only work if you shoot it. If one of your students takes it off you, they can't use it against you or the other students. And if you hear an active shooter situation, you get everyone away from the door, you train your gun on the door, and you shoot whoever walks through that door, as long as they're not a police officer.
Right.
You also might have police officers getting shot in this situation. Also a bad situation.
Well, but the key thing there, that's the training thing. The police officer, there's a system to identify, I'm law enforcement, and they have code words to where the teach those people know. That's how you do that. There's ways to handle that. That's not the thing. But
well, again, these are the conversations that haven't been had in Alabama.
I agree.
We're not ready for it. Hey, great call, Fred.
I agree with it because that's the thing to look at. But don't throw out the baby because having armed teachers is a threat to parents.
I've said this whole 2 hours. I'm not saying don't arm the teachers. I'm saying don't pass this bill today. We're not ready for it.
And I want the listeners to hear that you're not the only voice doing it. I agree with you 100%. But it can be done, and you talked about the things about the Franklin County thing. That came after I made my call, but I was listening. Yeah, that's a good thing because there are some teachers, yes, I probably wouldn't want to have a gun, even though they want to, okay? They don't have the anger management or the right mentality to do it. It takes the right mentality to be able to employ a firearm for lethal force. And as you say, you're a lawyer, I think, all the liabilities that come into their play need to be considered. And there again, back to those questions, the law needs to be structured to limit the liability to a teacher that's performing in that role, to give similar liabilities to the teachers doing that police officers have under their color of law issues.
Yeah, Fred, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
All right, have a great day.
Certainly. Warren.
Yes.
How about it?
I'm a little late to the discussion, so I hope I'm not going to repeat something that's already been said.
I will stop you if you start to.
Okay, good. The one thing, well, one of the many things I'd be concerned with is how they go about the selection process for this bill they're talking about passing. Because I had plenty of teachers in school that couldn't change a light bulb in an overhead projector, or much less turn it on. You know, are they just going to take volunteers? Are they going to, you know, selectively decide who's going to be able to carry a gun around these kids in the schools? Because I'm telling you that, you know, it's not like somebody can just go in there and volunteer and, like the last caller said, have the mental fortitude to be able to comprehend what they're going to need to do in a situation where it's going to need to use lethal force.
Okay, so you I guess agree with me then?
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to pass this bill, there needs to be some kind of not just background check, but let's check their mental status as far as can they handle this responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, are they going to put them through intense psychoanalysis to figure out who would break under the pressure and who wouldn't, who can withstand it, who can, you know, I mean, part of training soldiers to go in and shoot people on command is, you know, they bare your soul a little bit. They try to get under your skin and they try to get to you. And,
that's right.
You know, and try to figure out who can hack it and who can't.
That's right, because in a school shooting situation, there's going to be massive chaos. And if they can't comprehend what they got to do
while this chaos is going on, they're not going to be effective.
There's no reason for them to be on their own.
Like I said earlier, I carry a gun just about everywhere I go. And I know a lot of other people that do. And you may be different than I am. I know my limitations. I'm not commando. And I think a lot of other men are like me. But they won't admit it because they feel like it's kind of pansy to say this. But if there's a shooting if someone starts shooting up this building right now, you're not going to see me go clearing room by room looking for the shooter. I'm going to be hiding in the corner with Jack Campbell under the desk. You know, something.
There ain't gonna be room for you. Let me tell you.
Something blocking the door, and if the guy finds us, I might shoot him before he shoots me.
that goes back to why you carry a pistol. For personal protection. You're not law enforcement. You're not going to go through the building. You're going to protect yourself. Yeah. Personal protection means you're protecting yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if I'm in a room and there's somebody with a gun and he turns his head or he, you know, puts his gun down for a second and I got a gun on me, yeah, I'll take a few shots at him. But if I'm hearing active fire, Jack and I are getting behind a desk, I might stick my head up and have my gun on the door, but I'm not going looking for the guy.
Oh, yeah,
I'm praying to God he goes somewhere else and leaves or runs out of bullets or kills himself.
Absolutely. We're going to let the police clear the building.
And let me tell you, 99% of civilian men would do the exact same thing, But I'm the only one man enough to admit it on air.
I know you're not. I am too. I'm not going to look you for trouble, but if it comes toward me, we're going to have a different option.
Yeah, if trouble comes towards me, I'm going to take my best shots at him. But it gives me a fighting chance. That's all the gun does, is give you a fighting chance.
Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Warren. 272-9228. Sue, you're on the air with people like Jack Campbell, the next mayor of the city of Montgomery.
I know. I'm honored.
Well, I'm honored to sit next to him every day.
I know. You're such a lucky man.
I know.
And I'm so glad you're going to do the playlist. It's so awesome.
I am. I've got so many. I just added level 42 something about you. So guess what's coming up next?
Song.
Oh, yeah. Coming up next.
That's awesome. Don't forget the producers.
Oh, I will. Sue, I should have thought about the producers already. Any particular song?
Sheila.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the one Ben played for me.
Oh, you're absolutely right. That is the one. Yep, we'll play it.
Okay.
We'll put it on the list.
All right. I wanted to say that I agree with everything that you said. I am a teacher and a gun owner, and I could definitely hit the person I'm very capable with a gun, but I wouldn't want that responsibility.
What age groups do you teach?
I'm retired, but I taught K through 6.
Okay.
Different times along the way, I teach one group, then another group, then another group. But it just, I wouldn't want to have to live with that situation the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I presented those facts that you gave about that, we need to think this through completely. And I think there are teachers that are more than capable of doing it and handling it. And like you said, former military that have become teachers. That would be incredible to, have somebody who already has some training.
Yeah, but that's such a small pool you're grabbing from there.
It is. It is. But the thought of what the Democrats would do if there's any kind of mistake would just be horrific. And I don't think people are thinking through how bad that would be.
Well, let me tell you, this 100% will happen. And this is part of every law that gets passed has positive and negative consequences. If you pass this law and arm teachers in Alabama schools, a teacher or a teacher's gun will shoot an innocent child by mistake. That is going to happen.
Yeah.
Unless the bill contemplates what happens in that situation, whether it's an active shooter situation and the teacher gets an itchy trigger finger and shoots somebody that walks through the door, and it's Steve, the 17-year-old football player who's looking for cover and comes into the classroom, the teacher mows him down, that's a tragedy. But that's a different tragedy than the teacher takes off his britches to go to the bathroom and there's a kid in the stall next to it and the gun goes off and shoots the kid in the head.
Right.
Those are two different situations. Both of those situations will happen. Some teacher's gun will accidentally go off and shoot somebody, because guns accidentally go off and shoot people. You treat every gun like it's loaded and ready to shoot at all times, but you still have mistakes. In fact, one of the most manliest men I know, who just died a few years ago, has more guns than probably anyone I know. It handles them better than anybody. I think it actually taken a couple lives in robbery-type situations along the way. This guy I would have trusted with my life around a gun. He shot himself in the hand one time by mistake.
Right.
This is a good old country boy from South Montgomery County who handled guns every second of every day.
He knew how to handle guns.
Yes, and accidentally shot himself in the hand one day. I'm telling you, guns accidentally go off. It's part of having guns around. And so unless the bill contemplates what happens when a gun accidentally goes off and shoots a child, or in an active combat situation, what happens when a teacher accidentally shoots the wrong person and it happens to be a child, unless the bill contemplates that, don't pass the bill.
That's right. And like you said, it's not that I don't want teachers armed. I think that would be a very useful tactic. However, it needs to be thought through, and thought through some more.
Correct. You're exactly right. We're not ready for it 3 weeks after a school shooting in Florida when it was just proposed, and it's fast-tracking through the legislature for it.
I mean, doing something on the back of the tragedy is never good.
Correct.
I mean, it just needs to be thought through. And I just am afraid of what will happen to our gun rights when that happens. And then they look at us and say, see, it is the gun, or whatever. And one more thing. I think that all these people who are willing to give up their rights as gun owners and the Second Amendment, you know, in the face of this tragedy and everything, I think that those are the people who need the mental screening to give up any right.
I'm with you, Sue. They're nuts. Okay. All of them are nuts. We're the only normal people here.
We're going to change that song, Run Around Sue, to Badass Sue.
Yeah. Sue's tight.
She's tough.
She's tough as nails. Thanks, Sue. We'll be back. From the games played once too often. But making mistakes is a part of life's imperfections.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Northern Vehicle quite matches the safety and confidence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE. So we're comparing it to a quarterback. A quarterback's offensive line protects him from every angle. The GLE has radar systems and ultrasonic sensors for complete coverage. A quarterback can get penalized for delaying the game. If you delay, you'll miss this great offer. Lease the 2018 GLE 350, a 2018 IHS top safety pick, for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,295 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through April 2nd, 2018. Some equipment described as optional. See operator's manual for additional information and warnings. IIHS top safety pick awarded to vehicle with optional LED headlamps and optional front crash prevention. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and get affordable year-round swimming. Let Blue Haven help you convert to a virtually maintenance-free smart pool. It's time to go beyond just salt or chlorine. Swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today and save hundreds every month in overhead. Own your own pool. Don't let your pool own you. Visit BlueHaven.com or call 277-3100 on Facebook at Blue Haven Central AL.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is upon us. Tell us what you have going on at Eastbrook.
Things are exciting here at Eastbrook. We are cleaning up some booths and getting our spring cleaning done. And we have several new vendors. And the old vendors are just sweeping and mopping and cleaning up and bringing in spring merchandise. And we're beginning to get all that in. And it's just a fun place.
If someone's looking for outdoor furniture, do you have that here at Eastbrook?
Oh, we absolutely do. We've got the outdoor benches, and we've got the wrought iron furniture, and arches, and just any garden arches, anything you want, we try to have for you.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hey, everybody. Jeff Pollard here at Capital City Ace Hardware. Our number one goal is serving our customers. I've always liked fixing things and solving problems, so at Ace, I get to